May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Good morning, and a blessed epiphany to you. I have always loved this feast day when the anticipations and expectations of Advent become wedded with the hopes and joys of Christmastide. So I was grateful when Father Brill agreed to let me preach this morning. And I'm deeply grateful for that reason that you were told, is that 1 year ago, on this feast day, I was ordained to the Sacred Order of Deacons. And I want to share a bit of that occasion with you, St. Edmunds, a community I have grown to love deeply, respect widely, and enjoy thoroughly. As one of the former masters of ceremonies at St. John's Cathedral, I have over the years emceed many ordinations. And whether or not I had a personal relationship with any of the ordinands, every ordination is momentous and moving. And when it is your own, well, it is overwhelming. Exuberant joy and profound humility, and every range of emotions and feelings in between were all fully present. Surrounded by friends and parishioners and clergy, many who had helped me in very meaningful ways to move through the process that led to ordination, they were there with me, and that meant much to me. I wish I had known all of you then, so that you too might have shared this experience with me. For not unlike this parish, one in transition, becoming ordained is a moment of transition, after which one is, I am not, and never will be, the same. Among those of us in this diocese who have gone through this process that leads to ordination, there's a bit of a joke about a former bishop who I cannot name because I'm not sure which bishop it is, but the legend goes like this, that after every ordination, he would go up to each ordinand and ask this question, are you ontologically different? We share this joke and we chuckle. And one of the reasons we chuckle, I think, is gives us a bit of anxiety because I think the bishop is onto something. There is an ontological shift. I am not the same being I was a year and a day ago. There were moments during the liturgy when I felt viscerally the shift taking place. Most dramatically, when I lay prostrate on the floor before the bishop, and the other when a few minutes later, the bishop laid his hands on me and said, therefore, Father, through Jesus Christ, your Son, give your Holy Spirit to Mark, fill him with grace and power, and make him a deacon in your church. That is the moment. There is no turning back. There is only forward. Another anniversary I will be celebrating tomorrow is Eric's and mine. 27 years ago, on a bitter cold night in New York City, Eric and I randomly met on the corner of 23rd Street and 6th Avenue. There is no reason Eric's and my paths should have crossed. We lived in entirely separate worlds. He was working in fashion, and I was in the nonprofit arena focused on international development. But our paths did cross. I'll save the details of that story for another day. But having paths that cross is not enough if one is not open to what is being offered, what is being presented. For now, let me simply say that perhaps it was the light in his eyes, not unlike an unexpected bright star in the night sky, that drew me to him. So what does all of this have to do with Epiphany, you might ask? For me, just about everything. Taking a vow to live out a lifetime commitment? Yes, the divine was present on that day 1 year ago. Encountering a stranger who will never be a stranger again? Yes, the divine was present in that moment Eric and I met. What is an epiphany other than a turn around or turn upside down event? A moment in which you or I or we together suddenly know without question that the world will never be the same. That your life, my life, our lives will never be the same. Sometimes there are epiphanies that you or I do not want to receive because they require a change that you or I are not ready to embrace. But an epiphany is not ambiguous. There is no escaping an epiphany, even though it might deliver something we at first do not understand or welcome. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. As John's Gospel of last Sunday, that glorious first chapter of John, tells us. But there are other epiphanies that we can greet only with open arms, profound gratitude, and a welcome willingness to be changed once and forever. Not everyone hailed that child born some 2,000 plus years ago, but a few courageous did, enough to prepare the way and then to become a movement committed to living out the gospel he had proclaimed. And there ahead of them went the star they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.